proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. As we continue in our series about divine knowledge, we come to realize that God knows the thoughts and intents of the human heart. During the 1930s, people could listen to radio broadcasts featuring a fictional character known as the Shadow. These programs began with this challenging question: who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Response: the Shadow knows. Outside of books and movies, the figure known as the Shadow does not really exist. However, God does. Furthermore, God knows the evil that lies within human hearts. As he declared in the 17th chapter of Jeremiah's prophecy, quote, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins," unquote. Men often discern the character of others based upon external factors. Yet God does not do that. He can perceive an individual's heart. An incident described in 1 Samuel chapter 16 illustrated that distinction. God sent the prophet Samuel to Bethlehem to find and anoint as king one of Jesse's sons. When he saw Jesse's firstborn, Eliab, Samuel remarked, quote, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him," unquote. God corrected Samuel, telling him, quote, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him," unquote. God added that, quote, "The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart," unquote. Eliab revealed his lack of spiritual acumen when, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, he rebuked his younger brother David. First, he accused David of dereliction of duty. We read that, quote, "Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest down from hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness?" Unquote. Eliab then proceeded to misconstrue David's motive for his journey. Quote, "I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." Unquote. Eliab thereby revealed that he possessed a critical spirit, concealed by a manly exterior. No wonder God rejected him from being king of Israel. Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, could also discern the thoughts and intents of human hearts. Thus, his judgment of men had its basis in their innermost characters, not on their outward representations. The second chapter of Mark's Gospel contained an incident which illustrated the Savior's knowledge of human hearts. After Jesus Christ forgave the sin of a palsied man, we read that, quote, "Certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts," unquote, they asked him a question. They asked themselves, quote, "Why doth this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" Unquote. The Savior, having, quote, "perceived in the spirit that they so reason within themselves," unquote, Jesus Christ responded to them, quote, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed and walk?" Unquote. The Savior healed the palsied man to show that he had power over physical infirmities, but also to show that he discerned the thoughts and intents of the human heart, and saw the faith of this man and his friends, and reacted to it. The writer of Psalm 44 remarked that God, quote, "knoweth the secrets of the heart," unquote. The author of Hebrews 4 thus wrote that, quote, "All things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.